Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, as harvest winds down, wheat prices in the 320 range, a lot of people want to know how much lower will they likely go?
Well, there's no telling how low wheat prices will go. Right now, I think we're near the bottom. I've thought that 20, 30 cents ago. They keep going down. But we've got to remember, we've got several million bushels of wheat on the ground that are not in permanent storage. And that wheat's going to have to move out into the market. We also know that for the most part, U.S. wheat prices are above the world price. So it needs to come. That price needs to come down some more so we can get that product out on the market. So I look at it, and I think we've probably got another 20, maybe 30 cents to go down. But if you look back at 2009, Oklahoma wheat prices were in the low $2 range for a while, and down in Frederick in that area, it was down to $1.98. So, I mean, we could take another dollar off this market. I don't think we're going to, but it is possible.
In terms of business, what can producers do to protect themselves from even more of a drop?
I think the biggest thing they can do right now, or the best tool at their disposal, is the market assistance loan with the Farm Service Agency. Right now, wheat prices in Oklahoma are within 15 to 20 cents of that loan, and that loan will put a floor under prices. It'll guarantee them a floor. Over the next 9 months after they go in the loan, if prices go up, then they can take advantage of that price. They'll pay a little storage, which they'd had to pay anyway, and they'll pay 1.5% to 2% interest on the loan. So I think that's a good alternative that they can use right now.
What do you see happening then to market prices?
Well, as we were talking about with market prices, we got to move this wheat at least off the ground, and probably more wheat than that, because we've got the summer crop harvest coming up. Corn's looking good. Sorghum's looking good. Beans are going in the ground and looking relatively good. We've been getting timely rains. We've got to put a lot of product in the bin this year, and to do that, we have to move some product. And to move product, you've got to lower the price to get it on there. So I'm cautiously optimistic, like I said, another 20 or 30 down on wheat. Maybe it will. Next week is going to be critical. If we can get higher prices after July the 4th that next week, then I think we'll have probably bottomed out and we'll be moving up.
Talk a little bit more about how these market assistance loans work.
I think what producers should do is call their county FSA office and get them to explain it and get the information. Or they can go to the web, go to fsa.usda.gov, then click on Program and Services, click on Price Support, click on Commodity Loans, and then they'll either select Non-Recourse MAL Market Assistance Loan, and they'll get the fact sheet, tell them about it, or they can click on County PCP data and look at the posted county price and the loan rates and get that comparison.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. Have a happy 4th of July.